Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent from the Wildcat Extension District. When done correctly, you can put pork in your freezer at a lower cost than what you would pay in the grocery store. When raising your own pigs, you control the feed and additives, so you know exactly what they were fed. You also have the satisfaction of producing your own meat. Let's go through some of the things you'll need to think about. Determine how much pork you eat in a year. Because most people eat pork as related to special occasions, it might help to first know the cuts available from a whole hog. This will help you decide how many hogs to raise. Pigs grow best in moderate temperatures, around 70 degrees, and can tolerate cooler temperatures as they gain weight and age. Generally, pigs don't require much space. As they grow, they need around 8 square feet of space per pig if they have indoor shelter. Pigs are natural excavators and will try to dig out of any pen. Plan for pigs that are outdoors to root. They'll rip up soils and create large holes in muddy areas. Managing pastures for high traffic will help you control the damage that pigs can cause to the landscape. To grow efficiently, pigs need access to feed and water 24 hours a day. A self-feeder is handy. Access of feed throughout the day improves gain as compared to other feeding systems. When raising pigs, feed will be the most expensive input that cannot be avoided. Diets are designed for maximizing growth and minimizing feed intake. Grass-fed pigs require more energy and protein to grow than grass alone can provide. Unless you already have access to grain to mix your own feed, purchasing pre-mixed rations is the way to go. Basing the feed offered on the weight of the animal can improve your bottom line. Younger pigs need much more protein and specific amino acids than older pigs do. Use extreme caution if you're choosing to feed table scraps. Once you purchase your pig and bring them home, be prepared for illness. Because of their tendency to root, pigs are highly susceptible to soil-borne parasites and bacterial and viral infections. These illnesses will slow or stop the growth of your pig. A good relationship with your veterinarian is important. The day will come when your pigs reach market weight. To collect the meat from your pigs, you'll either need to haul them to a processor or harvest them yourself. A skilled harvester will not only treat your pigs with respect, they'll also be able to maximize the amount of meat during the cutting process. When moving pigs, keep in mind they don't like to be pushed. Take your time and let them move at their own pace. Patience is the key to high quality meat production, as stressed pigs will have damaged muscle at harvest and a poorer meat quality. There are a lot more finer points to discuss when it comes to raising your own meat. Please give me a call with your questions. You can reach me at the Altamont Extension Office, 620-784-5337.